Oh, this is Gail Valeriot, and I'm calling from Guelph. I just wanted to say that I think that the North American Free Trade Agreement is basically about greed and fear. I think that the greed is happening on the part of corporations, particularly transnational corporations, who just can't seem to get enough. They aren't making enough money off of us now, and so they've decided to change the rules a bit so that they can make even more money and have all the power and all the control. And I think that politicians are rather greedy too in the way that they are handling this by making sure that the public doesn't have the opportunity to have a comment or voice on the subject. I think particularly they're not doing that because they know that the public would tell them to stop. So the only way they can ram this thing through is by not giving us the chance to have our say. And that makes me really angry. And I think it's also about fear, because people are so afraid of facing the truth about the North American Free Trade Agreement that it will forever change the way we look and think of the world and the way we live our lives, that they just give up and they say, well, what can I do? It's so complex because that's what we've been told, that they can't do anything. And that also makes me angry. What I'd say to the people in Guelph is, don't be afraid, don't give up, keep fighting for what you believe, and let's try to beat this North American Free Trade Agreement package together. And what I'd say to politicians and corporations is that we've had enough of the kind of greed and self-interested politics that you've been promoting, and we're going to put a stop to it. Thank you very much.
Yeah, my name is Storr, S-T-O-R-R, and I'm from Guelph, here in town. And my comments are that it's unfortunate that we've got this ill-informed direction that we want to take our country. Since 1988, the free trade agreement exports to the United States are up 62% in spite of a worldwide recession. Duty on Mexican products is 10 to 15%. And keeping in mind that free trade is the elimination of these duties. So if the fearmongers' claims are true, saying products can be produced in Mexico for less than half the cost, why isn't all the plants there now and paying the 10 to 15% duty? If the anti-free trade people were correct, the companies would be saving close to 50% without any trade deal whatsoever. If we don't join the free trade pact, plants will not locate in Canada, but they'll take the jobs to U.S., where they would have access to all three countries. Why don't we spend more time educating ourselves on the manufacturing and marketing process and less time on ideology, which is obsolete thinking, out of date with the real world, in which we have to compete and survive in? Trade is the way to go. The free trade deal has proven beyond any shadow of a doubt. A 62% increase from 1988 since the deal was signed is we've increased by 62%. How can anybody fight those facts? Yeah, the trade deal is, it's the best thing for this country. It's time we went ahead and stopped all the fear-mongering and negative things towards people and the trade pact. Have a nice night.